God, thank you again for being on this line. God is so, so good. But the question is tonight, where do you live? You know, many times we'll meet people for the first time, and then you begin to introduce yourself, and you tell each other, you exchange your names. And so the next question is, where do you live? And you might say, well, I live on the east side or the north side of town. And I know there have been many times that I've met folks, especially since I've been here in Virginia, that would say to me, they would listen to me talk, and they say, you're not from Virginia, are you? And I look at them in amazement. I says, well, no, I'm from Philadelphia. And their response is, I thought so. I thought your accent sounded a little different. But I want you to know tonight, I'm not so much concerned about where you live naturally or physically, but I am concerned and I'm going to focus on, but where do you live spiritually? So there's the question, where do you live? And if you will, turn with me to the 91st Division of Song, and it's such a blessed song. It's a song that, I don't know about you, but it keeps me going. And when sometimes when I hear all these news and it is sad and gloom and doom and more people are dying and so forth, I tell you what, I reflect back on that 91st Psalm. So let me read the first verse. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise God. And another way of saying that, happy or blessed is the man who lives in the secret place. And we want to talk about, we're going to talk about that secret place tonight. But first, let's talk about this word dwell. What does the word dwell mean? The word dwell means to exist or continuously live in a specific place. It's your residence. It's your habitation. It's where you hang out at. It's your house. And so we're talking about that secret place. In that secret place, we're living in the place where the Most High God lives. Name El Elyon, which means the exalted God, and so forth. There is no greater God or no greater place than the Most High, in the Most High. So saying, blessed or happy is the person who lives in that secret place of the Most High. But let's just talk about that secret place a little bit more. See, that secret place, as I said, it's where God lives. It's where the exalted God lives, the Most High God lives. It's where the glory of God resides. Amen. We want to stay in that place. Praise God. And there is no better place to live than in the presence of God. And you know, there are times I get up in the morning and sometimes I get up early and I just go to that place, to that secret place. And I don't know about you, but I have a little spot in my house that I like to sit there and I like to meet God. And you may have a certain spot as well. But, you know, sometimes I wake up, sometimes I feel a little rough and you don't feel really like getting on your knees and pray. But I says, Lord, I'm just going to sit in your presence. I just want to sit there and listen and just meditate on your goodness. And let me tell you what. After a while, you started thinking on how good God is, how he watched over you all night long, how he kept you from all hurt, harm, and danger. Next thing you know, you feel that your spirit of the Lord just descending upon you. You feel that power of the Holy Spirit that you know that you're in that right place. You're in that secret place. But also that secret place, it's a safe place. Because it's where God is. It's a secure place. And not only that, it's a place of rest. See, when you know that God is there, his presence is there, you know, there's no need to worry, get upset about anything because everything is okay. You're in his presence. There's no greater place to be than in the presence of God. But, you know, we're in the natural, and as we endure the tests and the trials of life, it can make us a little weary at times. But in that secret place. You and I, we come before his presence, and we come boldly before his presence, and we can get refreshed. And next thing you know, we feel energized in our spirit, because the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And so in that secret place, our spirit gets recharged. You know, in a sense, if you think about that commercial about the Duracell bunny, and it says that he's charged with the Duracell battery, and so he keeps going and going and going. And that's the way you and I are, you know, and we get in the presence of God, and the power of the Lord is surrounding us, and it just feel like, Pastor says sometimes, I feel my help coming on. You feel the power of the Holy Spirit. And there was a song that the saints of old used to sing, saying, I've been running for Jesus a long time, but I'm not tired yet. Amen. Can you say the same thing? I've been running for Jesus a long time. I'm not tired because he's so good to me, and he never, ever fails us. And his promises are sure. Praise God. I know on last night, Pastor was talking about saying not one word falls away from his promises that is not fulfilled. Hallelujah. That's awesome. So when we're in his presence or in that secret place, it's where there's no fear and there's no danger. That secret place is a protective place of God's divine grace. I'm going to say that again. When you're in that secret place, when you learn how to just stay and dwell there and make that your residence, I'm in that secret place, you're in the divine grace of God. And even if you and I, we get off course from time to time, and, you know, but the devil can't touch us. Why? Because we're in the secret place. Even that secret place is a shelter during the storms of life. We can't drown. We can't go under because God is good anyhow. We're under his protection, remember? We're in that safe place so we can rest. No matter what's going on around us, no matter how many times we hear about coronavirus, this and it's increasing, and so many people are predicted to die and so forth. But if we keep our mind stayed on him, we know where we dwell, you know where you live, and you know who's covering you. Remember, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God. Hallelujah. I haven't got to the last part yet. But just to let you know that what the Almighty, Almighty, Most High God does, that secret place, it's also a place where we are tuned in to God. And, you know, if you can recall when the devil came before God to accuse Job, and he said, listen, the only way he's serving you, because you got a protection. You got a hedge around him. But if you take that hedge from around Job, I will cause him to curse you to your face. Well, God said, go ahead, put Job to the test. He said, but you don't touch his life. See, God has already, that belongs to God, because he says all souls are mine. Well, God is a good God. In that secret place, it's the place where we have a heart of repentance. And in that secret place, we can hear clearly from God. And when we get before him, he shines that light through his word. You will know that, Lord, I need to come up higher. There's some things that I need to ask you for strength and help me to overcome. Praise God. That secret place is a true place of worship. It's a place of deliverance. See, God is a spirit. And the word says, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's John 4:24. See, our late pastor, Benjamin Smith, he used to tell us, he would tell my husband, he said, Pastor Ollie, he said, Pastor Bolden, he says, never get so busy working for God that you neglect to spend time communing with God. In other words, never get so busy running here and there, and I got to go here and got to go there, and people are calling me here, and I got to preach here, and I got to run across town. That doesn't mean that you're necessarily in tune or with his spirit or in the place where you need to be. But He says, never get so busy working for God that you neglect to spend the time in his presence, spending the time in that secret place. And I said, oh my goodness, wow, how true that is. So the other part of that scripture says that, okay, he that dwelleth in that secret place of the Most High, but you shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. How powerful is that? The Almighty, meaning he's all-powerful, El Shaddai, hallelujah, the shadow of the Almighty. My God, we are covered going and coming. See, you're always surrounded by the presence of God. And if you and I can always keep that in our mind, keep that in the forefront, we don't get uptight. We don't get nervous. We just know that it's a hiding place. It's a place where we can enter in and no longer be visible to the outside world. But you can disappear in the shadowing place of the Almighty. See, Colossians 3:3 says, for we are dead. In other words, dead to sin, and our life is now hidden with Christ in God. That's when you're in that secret place and you're under that shadow of the Almighty. Is this powerful or not? I am so excited about the presence of God and all his promises. Praise God. Sometimes we just need to steal away and just get alone with God. Sometimes you got to get away from the crowd, and then you can be quiet your spirit. You can hear from the Lord. See, in the 91st Division Song, verses 2 and 3, it says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, and he's my fortress. He is my God. Oh, my goodness, how special is that? This is personal. He's my covering. He's my refuge. He's my shield. He's our fortress. He says, in whom I can put all of my trust. We can trust always. And then verse 3 says, surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. My God, we know this deadly pestilence, which is this coronavirus or swine flu or any other kind of virus or flu. The Bible says none will come near your dwelling. In other words, nothing can happen to us unless God allows it. See, the enemy couldn't even touch Job unless God gave him permission, and he told him how far to go. So God is able to deliver us. If we get sick, if we fall in a trap, but God is able to bring us out every time. Amen. We just got to look to him. He's the author. He's the finisher of our faith. Amen. And he's able to deliver us. The work that God has started in you, my brother, my sister, God is able to finish it. Amen. Glory to God. So there are special blessings under the shadow of the Almighty. Just dwelling under the shadow. As we said, no need to worry about anything. Whatever we need has already been provided. Praise God. And listen, the Word of God says, if you go down, skip down to verse 9, and it says, Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. In other words, just because you have decided to dwell there, to live in that high, or under the Most High, or under the shadow. He says, verse 10, there shall no evil befall thee. No evil, no hurt, no danger. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwellings. Why? Because he says, you made the decision that you're going to stay under the secret place, that you're going to stay there under the shadow of his wings. Hallelujah, that you're going to dwell right there. That's a decision that he made. Then he says, I'll give my angels charge over you. It's going to keep you in all your ways. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I am so glad that I know the Lord, and I know you are too. Where would we be if we didn't know God? Where would we be if we didn't have this hope, that we didn't have or able to trust in him, and that because he is faithful? See, the Bible says, He who promised, he's faithful. He's faithful to keep us. The Bible says in all of our ways, even when some of our ways aren't exactly pleasing sometimes, but God is still merciful. That's where his grace and his mercy comes in. See, that's why he gives you and I new mercies, brand new mercies every single day. Say amen to that. Praise God. Hallelujah. And listen, let us therefore look at this. When we get into, we come to our home, we just put the key in the door and we just walk in with so much confidence and we just boldly enter in. We boldly enter into our own house. Why? Because this is where we live. This is our house. We take our shoes off and put our feet up and look in the refrigerator for something to eat. But listen, flip that to the spiritual side. The Word of God says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, and we will find grace to help us in the time of need. Praise God. God has all the bases covered. So when we're sitting down resting in God, we're in that sacred place. We're in that secret place. We're in complete tranquility. Praise God. If you don't believe me, try it sometimes. Try it. If you're not living in that secret place, try that. Try God for yourself. Get in that secret place and watch God just encourage you. Watch God's presence surround you. Praise God. The Bible said in verse 4, it said, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust, and his truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. So in my closing, I want to sum it up like this. Listen, it's up to us to stay in that secret place of the Most High. And it's up to us to stay under the shadow of the Almighty. He gives us that privilege of deciding. You make the choice. Are you going to live in a time where you can just about everything is going haywire and you feel like pulling out your hair and you're biting your nails and you don't know which way to go, you don't know which end is up, and my God, you're just in a turmoil. Well, that is not where God wants us to reside. He wants you to live, dwell in that secret place, dwell in that safe place, dwell in that resting place, and just know you can stay under the shadow of the Almighty. He just said that if you're under his wings, put your trust there. He's got you. He's got this. So you may ask me, well, how do I do this? How do I get to that kind of place? How do I dwell in that secret place? I'm glad you asked me. So here's what you need to do. You and I, this is for every one of us. Continuously, this is not no one day thing or not a Sunday thing or whatever. This is an everyday daily walk thing. It's like getting up, washing your face. It's like brushing your teeth. It's like putting on your clothes. It's like being fully clothed, but yet spiritually. So in other words, walk in the spirit. And the scripture says, and you and I, we shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Keep your mind stayed on the Lord. I'm telling you how to stay in that secret place. Hallelujah. Walk in obedience to his word. See, when you and I hear the word of God, we become accountable to the word of God. We know now. The Bible said, know the truth, and the truth is what makes us free. Amen. Pray always. And don't ever give up. Never give up. I don't care if you've been praying 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Believe God. However long it takes, stand on the word of God. Stand on the promises of God. And then know who you are in Christ and to whom you belong. You know that he says, hey, now are we the sons of God. Right now, not later on or not perhaps down the road. He says, right now. He says that we are conquerors, more than conquerors. Praise God. Now we're the children of the King. See, the Bible tells us that we are a peculiar people. We are a royal priesthood. See, when you know who you are in God, nobody can tell you anything different. because you know that you know that you know. All the people used to sing this song, you know, you can't make me doubt him because I just know too much about him. I'm getting excited all by myself. I can't hear y'all, but I know you can hear me. I'm excited about the Lord. So I ask you again, where do you live? Do you live in that secret place? Are you dwelling in that secret place? Are you under the shadow of the Almighty? Praise God. Where do you live? Glory to God. I thank God for that word. I'm encouraged tonight. I am so encouraged that I could just run on to see what the end is going to be. I'm running, as the scripture says, not beating against the wind, just running in vain, just beating against the air. Hey, but I'm running to win. I'm running with my eyes stayed on the Lord. That's what we got to do. Every single day, we are running to win. We are winners. Amen. So now we're going to pray, and we're going to believe God that if anybody on this line, if you're not in that secret place, I'll pray that you will find that secret place, that you will get in that secret place before the Lord. It's just his presence. It's his pure presence. And I want you to know there's no place, no substitute for the presence of God. So the prayer on the prayer request, I've got a few prayer requests, and I just want to thank God how he's blessed our sister Elizabeth Lee. She's home from the hospital now, recuperating. Continue to pray for her. We're continuing to pray also for my stepsister, Venus Cooper, and also for my stepmom, Minister Betty Brown. We are praying for her because she's away in Philadelphia taking care of Venus. And we're continuing to pray. So many of you, we're continuing to pray for Sister Betty Ann Davis and Sister Carol Rose. We're continuing. We're praying for Mr. Nelson and Patsy Llewellyn. We're praying for their healing and then for their strength. Praise God. We're praying for the mother of our church, the father of our church. We're praying for our church leaders, not just our church, but we're praying for the churches at large, our pastors, and we're praying for our bishops and so forth. And we're just believing God. We're praying for our children and our grandchildren. We're praying for our president, that God will just touch his heart, that God will just touch his mind, and all those that minister to him and his administration, even the governors, that they will make the right decision. So come on, you and I, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you for your glory and your honor. We honor you, God. We honor you with our praises today. We honor you, God. We love you, God, because you first loved us. We love you, God, because we're free today. You said he that the Son sets free is so free indeed, and we are free. We thank you for setting us free. We thank you that we have tasted of that new life in Christ. Oh, my God, that old things are passed away, and all things are now become new. We pray, God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you, Father, that we can dwell in that secret place, God, that we can find rest to our soul. We can find security, God. Oh, my God, we have confidence because we trust in you. Safely, we're trusting under the shadow of your wings. Hallelujah. We thank you, God Almighty. Glory to your name. We thank you for your word. We come before your presence with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We're glorifying you, God. We're praising your name, God, because you are so worthy. You are worthy to be praised. God, when we think on your goodness and your mercy, how much you've been to us, how great you have been, how great you are to us, we have to praise you. We got to glorify you. We got to lift your name higher. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. We bless you, God. We will bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. Let God, you see all these prayer requests that have gone up before you, Father. Father. Oh, my God. We pray, God, that the people on this line, on this prayer line, God, we pray for every single one. We pray for their strength. We pray for their victory. We pray a special anointing upon their heart and their spirit that you will lift them up. Lift them up where we belong, God. Lift us up in the spirit. Lift us up in the confidence that we will be strong ambassadors for you, that we would be strong in you and in the power of your might. I pray, God, for every person's home that's represented here. Oh, God, and their families, God. My God, we believe you, God. We ask, God. You said we ask, God. Hallelujah, that we can find, we can seek and find. We can knock it, and the doors will be open. We thank you, Lord, that we're living in an open door season right now, that we can ask what we will, and we believe what it is that you said we can receive. So therefore, God, we receive the blessing. We receive our healing tonight. We receive deliverance tonight. Power, hallelujah. There's power in the Holy Ghost. Power to live right. Power to love right. Power to talk right, God. In the name of Jesus, renewed strength, renewed in the spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you for that, Father. Praise God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our children. God, that you keep them covered up. You keep them covered under your wings. That they will, oh God, they will grow up. That God, that they will be God-fearing, God. That we would, you teach us how to nurture, how to train our children up in the right way, God. As you have said in your word, Father, strengthen, God, where we're weak, God. Build us up where we're torn down tonight. Hallelujah. Encourage hearts. Build us up, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the salvation of this nation and for the nations of around the world. We pray, God, that you would send a revival. Send a revival in our hearts, Lord. Send a revival in our homes, God. Send a revival in this country, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Send a revival, God. We pray, God. You said it's my people who are called by my name. If we would pray, if we would humble ourselves, we would seek your face and turn from our wicked ways. You promise you would hear from heaven. You would heal the land and forgive our sins. God, we believe you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the peace of God that passes all understanding, God. We thank you, Lord, even at this crucial time. God, when there's so much with coronavirus and sickness and deadly diseases running rampant, but God, we thank you. We thank you, God, that we're under that protection. God, we thank you, Lord. We're looking to the hills from which cometh our help. We know that all our help, it comes from you, Father. We believe you, Father. We thank you for the answer. We're looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We will bless you, Lord, and we thank you because we know where we live. We know, God, we have heaven in our view. Oh, my God, when you said, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that you have prepared for us, oh, Father, and we bless you. Let us continue to keep heaven in our view. Oh, my God, but Lord, help us to bless others and help us to be a blessing and show love to others as we are living this life, preparing one day to go to heaven. Continue, help us, Lord, to be a blessing to others, to share love, to share peace, to share this word with others. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. As I've unmuted this line, I just want to thank God for every single one of you that are on the line tonight. Come on, let's give God a praise. Let's give him a good praise before we get off this line. Come on, yeah, you can praise him. Hallelujah. We can look, we can glorify him. Just thank him. Thank him because he's so good. Thank him for where you live. Hallelujah, that you can live in that secret place. We bless you, Lord. We thank you for the answer because we ask it in Jesus' name. So I praise God for every one of you. Continue to live as unto the Lord, continue to grow in God and continue to encourage your heart. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Hallelujah. Let you know you can make it.
Hallelujah.
So I would say to you, thank you for being on the line tonight. This is a Dream Team prayer line. The Dream Team is like love in action. So I praise God that we had this opportunity together to share a blessed word. God bless you. I love you, and Jesus loves you even more. Until next week, keep looking up. God is good. God is in control. Yes, is. God bless you. Amen. And I say good night.
Good night. Good night.
Hey, Mom. $100, sir.
Call back.